Hello? Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Do you all hear me okay or clear? All right, so again, once again, Sabbath blessings, my beloved brethren, and to our young brothers and sisters. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful Sabbath day. Nice chilly weather. So, okay, if you have your prayer request, please put them in. Then we will start in prayer. We have unspokens from Brother Dwayne. Many unspokens from Sister Mindy. And Brother Joe. Unspokens and healing. And Sister Jana, unspokens. Sister Denise, unspokens for both me and Sister Ida. Chania, unspokens as well. All right. Alvi, also unspokens. And Brother Jesse, closer to Christ. Closer to a Christ-like character. Yes, we all need that. And let me pull up. All right. Okay. All right, so I guess all the prayers are here. Brother Gilbert, wife, everyone on all our prayer list, unspokens, and myself. Damian, prayers for Nana. Mom, prayers for all the sick in the world. Any other prayer request? So I guess let's get on our knees now. If you are ready, please kneel and bow your hearts. Our loving Father, we humbly bow down before your feet as we give praise and thanks for your loving kindness towards us. We lift all our prayers, both spoken and unsaid, to you, Father, believing that your answers will always serve our best interest. We also pray for healings, for Nana of the Brother Damian, for Sister Leticia, and also Luna has her prayer to heal all the sick people, the poor, the needy, and that they may know you. So thank you for that beautiful prayer request. And we especially pray for our beloved brothers and sisters who are our loved ones who are not yet responding to your call. So please continue to touch their hearts, Lord. And thank you for providing all the blessings that we need every day. We praise you, Lord, and we offer ourselves to you, especially these children that you have entrusted us with. Help us to do our duty as parents and guardians, to lead them, to guide them to the right path. Preserve them, Lord, from this corrupt, wicked, very wicked world. And please bridle my tongue and all that will speak for you today. And forgive us, Father, from all our transgressions. Help us to be pure in thy sight, to be Christ-like in character. And we ask all these things in the name of our beloved Savior, your Son, our King for eternity, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, so we'll go Now to our testimony and praise. Any experiences you had from the past week, you may put them in and share it to us. So we are so happy to hear them all for refreshment and inspiration. Okay. Amen. So yeah, to start with, I want to share my praise. I want to express my gratitude to the Godhead, the three Godheads, for giving back my life when I wake up this morning, and for all the goodness that He has done to me and my family, for meeting all our needs, and for my salvation that brings joy and peace. And also for another Sabbath day, for the changing of showbread each day, each Sabbath day, for forgiving all our sins and the promises that we always get from reading His words, from listening, and from the songs that we can sing, and for the reminders that He gives us, the reproof, the correction, and for the words of truth that continue to shine. Even we already read a certain verse, but when we keep reading it, it becomes more clearer. So it's true. The path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Though the enemy tries to discourage every day, he's always there because we are the apple of His eyes. Yeah, He wants us to to pull us down. His focus is always on us, so to divert our thoughts. But we must persevere in our journey, fight for the faith once delivered to the saints, make our calling and election sure. And we are truly blessed among all the people around the world. Come to think about it, yeah, we are so much blessed. So let this calling the Lord has given us, the opportunity, the privileges, be like a precious gem, and that we will grasp it firmly, never letting go. So amen, praise the Lord. And now we have a prayer. Prayer for another brother. Oh yeah, let's include our brother, our daddy in the Philippines. He's already 97 years old, and now he is in the hospital. So please include him in our prayers. He is a member in Manila Church, our home church there. So yeah, we have also praise from Jania. Praise the Lord for blessing me with my talents, amen, and for knowledge, and for shelter and food He provides. Thank you, Sister Jania, and praise the Lord. And from Brother Gilbert, I thank the Lord for His many mercies, His salvation, His grace, His love, His many, many blessings, and too many other things. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. And from Jana, praise the Lord, for it is getting colder. Yes, indeed. And it will be more colder the next few weeks. All right. So from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and peace that it brings. My beloved church family, the truth He has blessed us with, and His many, many blessings, and His wonderful love. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Mindy. And from Brother Gabriel, praise the Lord for the cool weather recently. Praise the Lord for healing everyone in our house. And praise the Lord for all the praises. Amen, and I echo that, Brother Gabriel. And we have from Sister Alvi, I praise the Lord for the wonderful Sabbath day and all the blessings God gave this week. Thank you, Sister Avi. And Sister Ashley has her praise also. Praise the Lord. This is what she said. I was able to log in. Amen. I was having a really hard time with my computer. Praise the Lord for helping you, Sister Ashley. And from his brother, Damian. Praise the Lord for teaching us how to obey Him and for the Ten Commandments and for our church family. Amen, Brother Damian. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, let me pull down and I guess let's wait for a few more praises. Maybe some are still typing. So our study this Sabbath is still the continuation of chapter 1. Okay, Luna, praise the Lord for helping all the poor and everything He has done for us. Praise Him for this Sabbath day, for all that He has made. Praise the Lord and thank you, Sister Luna, for sharing. All right. Let's get now to our story this Sabbath day. Let's get into our story now. And the title, this is again from chapter 1, continuation from the book, Sketches from the Life of Paul. We are now on pages 13 to 16. The title is Boldness of Stephen. All right, let's get started. Peter and his brethren repeated their former assertion that they must, well, this is a nice word that we always have to utter, obey God rather than man. And then the accused became the accusers. And as they were moved by the Spirit of God, they solemnly charged the murder of Christ upon the priests and rulers who composed the council. These dignitaries were now so enraged that they decided without further trial to take the law into their own hands and put the prisoners to death. They would have executed their murderous designs at once, but for the calm and judicious counsel of Gamaliel, who warned them to beware of proceeding to violent measures before the character of the movement they opposed should be fully developed, lest haply they should be found fighting against God. The learning and high position of this eminent rabbi gave way to his words. The priest could not deny the reasonableness of his views. They very reluctantly released their prisoners after beating them with rods and charging them again and again to preach no more in the name of Jesus Christ, or their lives would pay the penalty of their boldness. The apostles departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Despite all oppositions, the number of the disciples was multiplied. Most of the early believers were cut off from family and friends by the zealous bigotry of the Jews. Many of the converts had been thrown out of business and exiled from their homes because they had espoused the cause of Christ. It was necessary to provide this large number congregated at Jerusalem with homes and sustenance. Those having money and possessions cheerfully sacrificed them to meet the existing emergency. Their means were laid at the feet of the apostles, who made distribution to every man according as he had need. That is a beautiful story. So this will happen again at our present time. Continuing, Stephen, who of full faith and power did great wonders and miracles among the people. Though a Jew by birth, he spoke the Greek language and was familiar with the customs and manners of the Greeks. He therefore found opportunity to proclaim the gospel in the synagogue of the Greeks, Greek Jews. Learned rabbis and doctors of the law engaged in public discussion with him, confidently expecting an easy victory. But they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Not only did he speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, but it was plain that he was a student of the prophecies and learned in all manner matters of the law. The priests and rulers who witnessed the wonderful manifestation of the power that attended the ministration of Stephen were filled with bitter hatred. They determined to silence his voice by putting him to death. They were determined to risk the consequences at all events, and they therefore seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin Council for trial. Learned Jews from the surrounding countries were summoned for the purpose of refuting the arguments of the accused. Saul was also present and took a leading part against Stephen. He brought the weight of eloquence and logic of the rabbis to bear upon the case to convince the people that Stephen was preaching delusive and dangerous doctrines. But he met in Stephen one as highly educated as himself, and one who had a full understanding of the purpose of God in the spreading of the gospel to other nations. The priests and rulers prevailed nothing against the clear, calm wisdom of Stephen. Though they were vehement in their opposition, they were determined to set an example of him, and while they, thus satisfied with their revengeful hatred, prevented others through fear from adopting his belief. False witnesses were hired to testify that they had heard him speak blasphemous words against the temple and the law. Said, "For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us." Okay, so this is the end of our story for now. And we will continue later for the questions. Before that, we will be hearing a special song to be played by Brother Dwayne.
There's peace in Christ when we Choose your route for love. Let the broken heart try to cheer filled eyes. There was the way he lived. There is peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when we can't go wrong. He gives us shelter in storms of life. There is no peace on earth. There is peace in Christ. He gives us
question. And my first question is, what serious accusation did Peter lay against the priests and the rulers of the council? Is it A, they murdered Jesus Christ, B, imprisoning the disciples, C, corruption, or D, A, B, or C? What did Peter the accusation he laid against the rulers and the priests of the council? A, B, or C? All right, we get one answer here. Okay. Are you sure? What did Peter accuse them when they were brought into the council? Okay, that's still, yeah, nice try, but the correct answer is letter A, that made the rulers and the priests enraged. They became more bitter because they were accused that they murdered Jesus Christ. They were the one who killed Jesus Christ. The correct answer is letter A. That's fine. Oops, yes, it's okay. All right, read well. Yes, all answers are true, but we have to choose the best one that is according to our story. All right, number two. Given that Peter had made accusation against the Jewish leaders, these dignitaries were so enraged and decided to blank him without any further trial. What do the priest and the Jewish leader want to do to Peter and to all the apostles and to other apostles? Because they were so mad when they were accused of murdering Christ. All right, we have one answer here. Let's wait for others. Yes, they want to kill, to put Peter and the other apostles to death and to murder or stone them. Very good. Good job, everyone. All right, number three, murder, kill. Good job. Correct answer. Number three, blank, who was this man who provided them with calm and prudent advice, cautioning them against resorting to violent measures to avoid appearing or to be fighting against God? Who is this man? And starts with letter G. And ends with letter L. Who was this man? Galileo. Are you sure? Galileo. All right, we have answer here. The correct answer is, yeah, that doesn't end with letter L, Galileo. All right, the correct answer is Gamaliel. He was also a member of the Sanhedrin, and he cautioned them to what? To avoid the violent measures, or they will less be fighting against God. And the council heard his voice. They listened to him. All right. Number four. Fourth question, please. For what reason did the apostles rejoice when they left the council after Gamaliel advised the council to be cautious? Is it A, they were free? B, they were punished? Or C, they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Christ's name's sake? Okay, good job. The correct answer is letter C. They prayed, they were so happy because they were counted worthy to suffer the shame like what Jesus suffered. Good job, everyone. All right, number five. Number five. Every day in the temple and in every house, the disciples never cease there. Efforts to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And what was the result of this effort because they were reprimanded? Is it A, they received recognition from the council? B, malice and doubts increased? Nothing happened? Or the number of disciples was multiplied? And the correct answer is letter D. Good job to all of you. Very good. The number of the disciples, the followers of Christ, increased. Good job. And number six, everybody got it correct. Number six. Question number six, please. In what ways did believers suffer after accepting Christ? So many followers of Christ increased, they followed Christ, but after following Jesus, what they suffered from what? A, they were cut off from family and friends. B, they were thrown out of business. C, exiled from home. D, only A or B. Or in letter E, A, B, and C. And the correct answer, yes indeed, it is letter A. They were exiled from their home because the family doesn't want to accept their belief, and their friends turned their back from them, and then their business, they were thrown out of business, or they were what? If you are working, they're going to send you out and go home. You don't have work, they're going to fire you out. Yeah? So same thing happens to those who follow, who wants to follow Christ. And the correct answer is letter E. Very good, everyone. And now for my number 7 question. Who was this guy filled with faith and empowered by the Holy Ghost, performed great wonders and miracles among the people, and he died a martyr? Who was he? Okay. Yes, the correct answer is Stephen. He was Stephen. Good job. Very good. Kamalia? One answer is missing. It should be on the question above the first questions. Okay. Very good, everyone. Stephen. And for my question number 8. Stephen was a Jew by birth. He was familiar with the customs and manners and spoke what language? Is it A, Greek, or the language of Greece? B, English, or C, Tagalog? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, it's letter A. He can speak the language of Greek. All right, good job. And for my last question. Question number 9. The priests and rulers prevailed nothing against the clear, calm wisdom of Stephen. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke. Is it true or false? All right. We have answers in, and the correct answer is true. Yeah, they couldn't prevail. Against what? Stephen spoke, which he was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. All right. So, yes. Praise the Lord. Everybody got it correct. True. And we will end here. Praise the Lord. And thank you all for your participation, for listening. And we will continue again our next lesson, next Sabbath, and I hope and pray that every one of us are blessed, and I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for another learning. See you again next Sabbath, and God bless us all. Bye, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Janiza. Okay, we are learning so much. Praise the Lord. Okay, this Sabbath, we're going to start going through the Bible verses, and we're going to determine which commandments were broken. And we're starting with the story of Adam and Eve. This will be a two-part study on this one. So we'll finish up next Sabbath on this one lesson. So, Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. Now, the blank was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every blank of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the blank of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the blank, God has said, ye shall not blank of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely blank, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as blank, knowing good and evil. And that's Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 5. And I won't read the whole verse. I'll just go over the blanks, okay? All right. So the first one, very good, is serpent. And then the next one is tree. The next blank would be fruit. The next blank would be garden. And then the next one is eat. And then the next one is die. And the last one is gods. Very good, everyone. Question number two. Which commandment did the serpent Satan break? Anybody know which commandment he broke? Very good. Commandment number 9. All right. Question number 3. What does that commandment teach us? Wait, everybody get their answers? Very good. It teaches us not to lie. And we know that Satan bared false witness against God because he lied about what God said. Very good. All right, next question. Very good, that we shouldn't lie or bear false witness. Very good. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for blank, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one blank, she took of the fruit thereof, and did blank, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did blank. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Very good. And the women saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. So she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. All right. Question number 5. Which two commandments did Eve break? And think about this one, okay? These two commandments pretty much go hand in hand. Oh, you guys did a great job. First one would be commandment number 10. And then she broke commandment number 8. Very good. I don't know, but I like Gabriel's answer. Yeah, 10 and 8. Okay. And somebody put in commandment number 5, which is, you know, she did dishonor her father, which is our Heavenly Father. So that I would give that that is correct. But the main two ones that come to mind would be 10 and 8. If you had to just pick two of them, those are the two that I think would stand out. All right. So, next question. What do those two commandments teach us? Commandments 10 and 8. And, of course, we know if you break one, you break them all. But we're just focusing on the commandments that that really stand out to us, okay? All right, what do those two commandments teach us? Not to steal and not to covet, yet. That we shouldn't covet and we shouldn't steal. Very good. not to covet, not to steal. Very good answers. All right. Very good. And she desired the fruit, right? So she was coveting it. She was like, ooh, I want that so bad. Even though she knows she shouldn't have done it. And then she took it, which we know she stole from the tree that she wasn't supposed to take the fruit of. Very good. All right, next question. And the Lord God said, behold, the blank is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of blank and eat and blank forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of blank to till the ground from whence he was taken. Oh, and I forgot to put the verse for that. I'm sorry. All right, very good. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand, and he take also the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Very good. All right, question number 8. What did God do to Adam and Eve after they broke his commandments? What did he do to them? According to that Bible verse. He kicked them out of Eden. Sent them out of the garden. Banished them from the Garden of Eden. Sent them out. Yes, cast them out of Eden. Very good answers. All right, question number 9. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare blank, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother blank. And Abel was a keeper of the blank, but Cain was a tiller of the blank. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 8. Fill in the blanks. All right. So the first blank would be Cain. The next one would be Abel. The next one would be sheep. And the next one would be ground. And those are all of the, okay. Very good, everyone. Question number 10. Which commandment did Cain break? Very good. He broke commandment number 6. Question number 11. This will be the last question for this study, and we'll finish this study next Sabbath. What does that commandment teach us? Very good. Teaches us not to kill, not to murder. Very good. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, so now let's go over our Ten Commandments. And this Sabbath, since last Sabbath we had our Ten Commandment quiz, and we were that quiz was from Exodus chapter 20, we're going to go over our commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So can you please all get your Bibles out and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5? Let me know when you're all ready, and we'll get started. Right, and that's also correct, not to hate, because you know if you hate somebody, that's the same as committing murder in your heart. So yeah, that's a good answer as well. And that goes pretty much hand in hand with commandment number 6. You know, you have to, I mean, somebody hates somebody so much that they kill them. So, yeah, that we know that Abel hated Cain so much and was jealous of him that he killed him. All right, everybody's ready? Let's go. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to make it a little easy for everybody. I'm just going to give you the number of the commandment, and then you tell me what verse to find that commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and what is that commandment, okay? So let's get started. The first one, commandment number 8. What verse can we find commandment number 8? And what is that commandment? Yes. Yes, actually, Cain hated Abel. Yes, he did. Sorry. Sorry, I mixed it up. Yes, Cain hated Abel. All right, what verse and what is that commandment? Very good. It's on verse 19. Neither shalt thou steal. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look up commandment number 1. And you can put that whole verse in the room. It's not very long. Commandment number 1. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. It's found in, that is found in verse 7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Very good. Okay, the next one, I'm going to look up commandment number 4, and it's going to be verses. You don't have to put the whole verse in. It's pretty long. Commandment number 4. Commandment number 4. Look up that. What verses do we find that? And what is that commandment? Very good. We find that commandment in verses 12 through 15. And it reads in Deuteronomy chapter 5, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right. Very good. Next one. Look at commandment number 10. Commandment number 10. Very good. That's found in verse 21. And it reads, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. Very good. Next one, look up commandment number 7. And you can type that whole commandment in. It's pretty short. Commandment number 7. Very good. That's found in verse 18. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right. On to the next one. Commandment number 5. This is the commandment that promises us a long life if we obey it. All right, we're getting our answers in. Wait for everybody else. Very good. That is verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, next one, commandment number 9. Look up commandment number 9. All right. Some answers in. Wait a little bit. Very good. That is verse 20. And it reads, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, the next one's going to be verses. We're looking up commandment number 2. Commandment number 2, verses. All right, very good. We find that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, and I'll read it. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Next one, commandment number 3. What verse is that? What commandment is that? Look up commandment number 3. Wait, everybody get their answers in. Very good. That's on verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, the last one, commandment number 6. And we can put that whole commandment in the room. It's very short. What verse is that? And what commandment is that? Commandment number 6. Very good. That's found verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. You guys did a great job. Okay, so what commandment were we to memorize for this Sabbath? I believe it was commandment number 8. And if you can put that commandment in the room, word for word, memorizing it, it's a short one. Commandment number 8 is the commandment we were to memorize for this Sabbath. I'll wait for everybody to get there without looking. What is that commandment? And we're memorizing out of Exodus 20, sister. Sorry. Very good. And if you can put the verse, that's extra credit. Very good. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20, verse 15. Very good. Next Sabbath, we're going to memorize commandment number 9. It's a little bit longer, so you need to work on memorizing it. And just pray, and the Lord will help you memorize it, okay? I love you all. God bless. Have a beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.